in the immediate area didn't already know that. She has fancies, and if one of those fancies is to find a woman for the next brother, chronologically speaking, then by God you are going to humor her. Josiah is older than me, Alden protested. She should be focusing on him, and letting me get on with life. He's only a few days older than you, and since he's out of the country, Alice decided it was time you were made deliriously happy. Alden made a face. But I don't want to be deliriously happy. I just want to be left alone.
To do what? Gunnar asked him,
the men slowly making their way down the stone spiral staircase to the ground floor.
Go back to university? You've already earned more degrees than all the rest of us put together.
I like learning new things, Alden said stubbornly. There's nothing wrong with having curiosity and wanting to learn more about life, you know?
There is when you are part of the drain on the already stressed estate income, Elliot said firmly.
We've had this out already, Alden. I simply can't support you any longer.
Which is why I'm flipping Bestwood Hall. I should make a packet off of it.
Bestwood, Gunnar said with an obvious roll of his eyes. That monstrosity.
Whatever possessed you to take every last pound you had and invest it in a decaying old house out on the edge of nowhere?
And, more importantly, why do you think you can sell it at profit? Elliot, the more practical brother, asked, as they emerged into the sunshine of the early summer day. If no one but you was willing to buy it, why do you think slapping a bit of paint around will increase the value?
The solicitor said, that Lady Sibylla sold the house to me because she liked my name, Alden said, with as much dignity as he could muster.
I'm sure there were any number of other interested parties. In fact, I know there were. The estate agent who put the deal together for me said that someone had asked if I was willing to part with it. And that was less than a week after I closed on the sale. So you see, you annoying brothers of mine, I'm not the fool you think I am.
Is that so?
Elliot paused and tipped his head to the side.
How much was the offer?
Well, as to that, Alden gave a little cough.
As I thought.
Less than what you paid for it? Elliot asked.
Perhaps. Alden tried to look his nose down at his eldest brother, but unfortunately at that moment they'd emerged onto the veranda, and both Elliot and Gunnar had all their attention focused on their respective women. Once again, Alden was aware of a little pang of jealousy. No, not jealousy, he decided, as he strolled over to the table and accepted a glass of lemonade. Envy. Perhaps it wouldn't be so bad if Alice was to find a woman for him. Perhaps the hellish nightmare of meeting someone new wouldn't be quite so terrible if Alice prepared the ground for him. Perhaps.
Alden, Alice said brightly, pushing a white metal chair at him. Just the man I wanted to see. Now, I promised you I'd find a woman for you, and I've done it. Perhaps he was out of his mind.
Panic swamped him at the thought of a woman expecting him to be romantic, to court her. Hell, even the thought of dinner with a woman made his palms sweat. He gulped down the lemonade, thrust the glass onto the table, and said hurriedly,
No time to chat, must dash. Have to be at Bestwood first thing in the morning, and I have to pack.
But you haven't heard anything about the woman I found for you, Alice said, a frown on her brow.
Later, he said loudly over his shoulder, bolting for the nearest door.
I'll send her down to Bestwood Hall to meet you, Alice called after him. She'd probably like to help.
The slam of the library door thankfully cut off the rest of her comments. Alden hurried up the stairs to the small room at the back of the castle, that had traditionally been his when he was in residence.
Stupid, 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 he said aloud,
thrusting various pieces of clothing into a couple of suitcases.
You're a grown man. It's just stupid that the thought of meeting women puts you in such a panic.
Gunnar's right. You need to just get a grip, go to a bar, and start talking to the nearest woman. A little shudder ran through him at that thought. He swept through the room, dumping books, photos of family, and his collection of antique astronomical equipment into his two bags, all the while lecturing himself on the futility of being such